Hello, hello, hello. This is the Vanilla JavaScript Podcast. I'm Chris Ferdinandi. Thank you so much for joining me. Today, I'm talking about accessibility as a moral obligation. Before we get started, I just wanted to let you know that I just launched a new Vanilla.js Projects video series. You get new Vanilla.js projects to work on each month with starter templates, solution videos, and completed source code. Head over to vanillajsprojects.com to learn more. Now, on to today's show. You may or may not know that I'm a co-host on the JavaScript Jabber, I do that every time, podcast. And sometime last month, we had Chris DeMars on the show. Chris has a really strong focus on performance and web accessibility. And at one point in the episode, he said something to the effect of, building websites that are accessible is your moral obligation as a web developer. I was furiously nodding behind my microphone, and I expected everybody else on the show would be too, but to my surprise, a few of my co-hosts actually disagreed with this position. At least one of them even said that they would not want this legally required in a way that handicapped access in physical buildings might be. I don't think I've ever been quite so frustrated by a podcast episode before. Their positions, not mine, were as follows. What's moral or immoral for me might not be the same for everyone else. The beauty of the web is that the friction in starting and growing a business is low and accessibility adds more friction. Handicapped people bear some of the responsibility in managing their own condition. This isn't entirely on us as developers. And my co-hosts were quick to point out that they think accessibility is a good thing, but not a moral obligation. So today, I wanted to write some extended thoughts now that I've had some more time to think about the episode, or share some extended thoughts, rather, and some of the things that we talked about. So, one of the big things here was that, morality is not always relative. There's some gray area. Is stealing immoral? What if the person has a starving, desperate family and no other options? I think you can make an argument that, you know, in that case, stealing food to feed a kid is probably an okay thing. Different people would answer that question differently, but, you know, I have a position on that, and I can understand how, you know, there are gray areas around this sort of thing. But what about, for example, someone who builds homes for a living? Let's say there are two ways to frame a house, and one of them is simple and faster, but about 20% of the houses randomly collapse after a couple of years. But there's a second approach, a bit slower, a bit more work, that keeps those houses standing for 100 years or more. Would you say that the builder has a moral obligation to not build a house that's going to collapse on people? And if you disagree with that statement, by the way, you might be an asshole. So too goes with websites. You can slap one together quickly and make it unusable for people with physical and mental disabilities, which is about an estimated 20% of the population, at least here in the US. Or you can take the time to build it right and make sure that it works for everyone. The other piece of this for me is that you're a web professional. This is your fucking job. You won't get it 100% perfect. That's pretty much impossible, but you need to care. You need to give a shit. You need to try. You need to educate yourself. You wouldn't tolerate a builder who didn't bother reading building codes or educating themselves on how to properly build a house. So why is that okay for us as people who make things for the web? The other thing here that just really drives me nuts about this whole thing is that the web is accessible out of the box. We actively break it. An HTML file with no CSS and no JavaScript is accessible by default. Sometimes we break it by using the wrong HTML elements for the job. Sometimes we break it with CSS, and often we break it by trying to do fancy stuff with JavaScript that breaks the way things normally work. But that complaint about adding friction and slowing down the dev process, you're doing that yourself with all of the unnecessary stuff you try to add, and you're breaking your own website in the process. If you want to build something quickly, keep it simple. It's not on people with disabilities to tell you how you screwed up. One of my co-hosts argued that if a web page is inaccessible, then the visitor, it's on the visitor with the disability to call customer service and let them know. No, fuck that. It's not my responsibility to tell a builder they violated the building code, and it's not on a user to tell a company that their site isn't usable. It's the company's job. Again, you're a web professional. This is on you as a professional to do the right thing, to do the proper thing, to build a website the right way. Now, one common theme was that accessibility should be easier, and here I actually agree. oftentimes it actually is relatively easy. There's a ton of low-hanging fruit that we get wrong, like adding alt, you know, not adding alt images, not adding alt attributes to images, or using the wrong elements for things, like using a span or a div for an interactive element when it really should be a button or a link instead, removing focus styles from focusable content, or using the wrong headings, using them for style instead of to reflect the actual content structure. Those are really like common things we mess up that we could do better, and they're easy. They don't involve a ton of work. But for advanced features, things can get confusing. The proper markup structure, keyboard interactions, and ARIA attributes and roles for things like tabs, accordions, modals, and so on is tricky to get right. The specs around these things are not written for the average person. I would love more human-readable documentation on how to accessibly structure advanced components. Dave Rupert put together this really awesome resource called A11Y, or Accessibility Nutrition Cards, and they're a great start. But we need more, and it really shouldn't be on people like Dave alone to build stuff like that. Even better, I'd love to see native components for this stuff. We've got one for accordions and disclosures now, and that's awesome. There's the dialogue element for modals, but it has a lot of implementation and accessibility issues. My buddy Scott O'Hara did a really deep dive into some of the problems there, and some things that still need to kind of be bolted in on top of the native component. It's not really accessible out of the box in and of itself. A native tab component would be awesome too. But regardless of how easy or not easy this stuff is, it's our job. If you build for the web, you have an obligation to make sure it works right for everyone. I had written a blog article about this too, and I did get one piece of feedback from someone that by framing it as a moral issue, you position it in a way that makes people feel like they have to defend it because morality is such a personal thing. Whereas if you frame it as a professional obligation, it feels a little bit more objective and maybe people won't argue as much. And I can understand from a trying to kind of persuade people and win people over kind of perspective how that's maybe a valid argument to make. But I don't know. I honestly feel like we've built this tool that can and should work for everyone. And if we deliberately break it or say that we don't care about alienating people who have physical or mental disabilities that make things harder for them to use, yeah, I kind of think that's a moral issue. And I kind of think you're a fucking asshole if you don't want to build sites that are accessible. I'm okay saying that. If you build for the web, this is kind of on you. Like building code, like literally the code for like building structures and things, it's horrible to read, but builders still have to know it. And I think the same goes for accessibility. It's slow, it's painful, it'll take time. I'm okay with you not knowing everything right now if you're comfortable with the idea that you need to learn and you kind of set aside time to do it. And as we've already discussed, the web is accessible by default. If you break it, you have to fix it. Let's make 2019 the year we do a better job at this. So that's it for today. If you learn best by working on projects, but you struggle to come up with projects to work on, or you get frustrated when you get stuck, or you don't know where to turn, I'd really recommend you check out my new Vanilla.js projects video series. Each month, you're gonna get new Vanilla.js projects to work on with starter templates, solution videos, and completed source code. So head over to vanillajsprojects.com to learn more about that. See you next time. Cheers.